Does anyone have something to fellowship or ask? It's up to us now. So if we are all eating, then we waste about 15, 20 minutes. If we start talking, then we can save the time. One stop eating, everyone continue. So any fellowship or question, anything? Nothing? We just keep eating? After we eat the bowl.
Questions develop.
Huh?
We're letting the questions develop.
Ah, okay.
Anyone speak, we only use the mic. Just to have
well, if it's not question, just yeah. Fellowship, but you want the fellowship. Somebody's mic. Where's the mic? She wants to talk.
I think of all people who love the Lord and join the Lord, we all have a desire, like all of us here. We have the desire to preach the gospel.
Amen.
But with your principle of the vital group.
What's that? What's that? Principle of what?
Vital group.
Vital groups,
yeah. And you mentioned that we need to be vital ourselves, spend time with the Lord and getting into the Word, and also find the vital companions.
Right.
And that takes time.
Yes.
Once the vital companion, we have the vital companion, it also takes time to be built up
right.
with the same burden, right?
Right.
And, yeah, I felt so this just a matter of I do have a desire to preach the gospel. Do you feel I should wait and do this, or I can just on my own when I go? What I look at, I was saved in 07, and
what?
I actually did
07
2007
2007.
Yeah, and actually I did. I look at back of the people I brought to the Lord. So every 2 years, there's one person I contacted I brought to the Lord.
Amen.
Either on my own or with the saints together. But I recognize when I did it on my own, those did not remain. But when I coordinated with the saints, and those became remaining fruits.
Good. Amen.
So I thought at this stage, I have been waiting to be built up with my husband first, and then with the vital companion we're pursuing. When I have opportunity, I do speak about the Lord, but I thought it's very important to be built up with as a married sister with my husband first.
You've been married 6 months, did you say?
My question is, I guess, if one has more burden, praying, should we just not be active, just waiting and praying until at least there are two or three, and then we go?
Okay. There are different considerations. Ultimately, you want to have a vital group. Okay. But before you have a vital group, you are still a Christian. Christians eat and drink the Lord and flow. You don't wait to be in a vital group to flow. You don't wait to be in a vital group to eat and drink the Lord. You just eat and drink the Lord every morning as long as you are still living. You eat and drink and breathe. Okay. Then when you eat, drink, and breathe, you will flow. Because that's what the Bible says. You drink this water, and it will gush out until eternity. All who believe in him and receive the Spirit out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. That has nothing to do with vital groups. That is just whosoever drinks. Okay, so you drink, you flow. You drink, you flow. You don't drink, you don't flow. You don't flow means you don't drink. Okay, but then you said your experience is when you bring people to the Lord with a group, then they came, they stay. That's good, good testimony. So that means we all need vital groups. Okay, so at one time, on one hand, let's say today is January 1st. On the one hand, you eat in the morning of January 1st, you flow the day of the January 1st. But then you have no vital group. Then you pray, Lord, give me a vital group, give me vital companions. Then on January 2nd, you eat the Lord, drink the Lord, and flow the Lord. But you still don't have a vital group, you pray. So it, maybe you have a beginning to have some contact with some saints that may be prospective vital group members by January 15th. But you have 15 days, you're already flowing. And when you flow, some people will reject you, guaranteed. 90% of them will reject you. 90%, at least, Brother Watchman Nee and Witness Lee says that we should at least get 10% of the population. So maybe 90% are unchosen, 10% are chosen, maybe more chosen. So anyway, you talk to 10 people, 9 of them will reject you. Or maybe 9.5 will reject you. Because some of them are chosen, yet they are not ready to receive. I would call them the sheep in wolf clothing. They bite at you like a wolf, but actually they are sheep. They don't have teeth. And you know, sheep has no teeth on the lower jaw. So they can bite you, but you don't get hurt. But then you pray until they become sheep without the coat of the wolf. So they become sons of peace. That will be like the prodigal son who came to himself. Before he came to himself, he'll bite you. He wants to leave home. He wants to go play. He wants to squander his inheritance. So you need to do both. But when you eat and drink, you will flow. If you don't flow, means you are not eating, drinking well. You are not digesting what you have eaten. You're not allowing the spirit to flow. So you need both. You know, in the many places, the Lord sent them 2x2, right? So some of the saints think that without going 2x2, I cannot preach the gospel. That's a dumb thought. Because other places, Philip talked to the eunuch. There was not two, right? Well, what else? In Matthew 18, it says one brother went to visit a sinful or erring brother, right? Just by one. But then he has a group praying. So when that one doesn't listen, he will bring one or two more, that's a vital group, to go visit. So, but anyway, the thought of only can go 2x2 or only can go preach the gospel when you have a vital group is erroneous. It's the best, but not necessary. I mean, it's necessary, but not, you don't have to wait till then. Just like we don't, in order to preach the gospel, we need to know the gospel truth, right? But you don't know so much gospel truth. Do you want to study 10 years of gospel truth before you preach the gospel? For sure not. You want to study today and preach today. You want to pray today and preach today. So everything is today. There's no tomorrow, there's no yesterday. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not here. Today, we need to enjoy the Lord, know the truth, look for companions and preach the gospel. All four things at the same time. Lanelle, you want to add something? No, okay. Huh? No, okay. That's a good question. Many people get mixed up with this. Just like I said, if you want to pray with a few saints, you don't have to ask the elders. I mean, it's okay to talk to them about it, enjoyment and all that. But then if you want to invite people from out of town to come talk to your saints here, you have to talk fellowship. So there are the differences. We have to learn how to operate. I see you a lot last few days. You have anything to share? You were in all the meetings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, well, I was just a bit shocked about how when you said last time you came, you talked about having a personal time with the Lord. Only 10 sisters put up their hands saying they do already spend, and then after the meeting, only 3.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, that's it just made me realize how important it is to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And so I will start to spend more time with the Lord.
Amen. Very good.
Pass the mic.
Furthermore, trying to preach gospel to a certain one, and I think that he believes that his excuses, he doesn't have time to attend meetings on Wednesday. What would be your response to people like that?
Okay. If you take the training with us, EBT, you'll learn. Coming to meeting is not the first thing you want them to do. It's the last thing you want them to do. The first thing is they are open to hear the word of God from you. Any word of God, either a tract or a Bible or whatever. As long as they're open to hear you, you have succeeded. Now, what's next? It says faith comes out of the hearing of the word of Christ. So if they are open to hear you, they will have faith. Then eventually the faith will guide them to repentance, will guide them to be baptized, right? And then eventually will guide them to your home, and you go to the homes to be shepherded, have home meetings. And then eventually they will come to you, meet your vital group, saints. Then they, all the whole group can shepherd him. And then eventually, after he is so full of Christ, he wants to come to meeting. But our problem is, if you don't come to meeting, you are bad. If you come to meeting, you're good. That is absolutely false. Saints come to meeting. Now, that's why they have this elders training, use the term genuine church life. What does that mean? That means a lot of times we have church life that is not genuine. People come on the Lord's Day, they sit there. But then we're happy because he comes. If he doesn't come, I'm not happy. But when he comes, I'm happy. Terrible. So when he is not coming, I visit him. Until he comes in, I stop visiting. When he goes to the hospital, I visit him. When he comes out, I don't visit him. What is that? That is not shepherding. That is kind of like putting out fire. So this is a concept that pervades most of the saints. Is when you come to a meeting, you're okay. When you don't come to a meeting, you're terrible. No. When you enjoy Christ, know Christ, experience Christ, and live Christ, you're okay. Because you will come to the meeting. Christ is for the church. If you don't enjoy Christ, you come to the meeting for a fake church life. But when you enjoy Christ, you for sure will come to the meeting. So don't worry if people say, I have no time. Eventually, they will have time. When they love Christ, they will have time. They will make time. Who has no time? You know who has no time? Dead people. Living people, everyone has 24 hours a day. As much time as you do. Why does he say he has no time? He has no habit of going to church. He has no desire. He works more than what he should, so he has more money. That's the reason. But nobody has no time. Only dead people have no time. Oh, actually, in another way is that at the end, Revelation, it says time is no more. Okay, there's no more time. Before that sentence, everyone has time. So don't look at people's background, Catholics, Pentecostal, atheists. Don't look at that. Don't look at anything. Just minister the word. As long as they are open to hear your word, you got it. Continue. More fellowship.
But for just simple fellowship on how to help young single working saints in a locality to bring them or usher them in. Usher them into like healthy life practices. Help them, you know, to go on in the church life in a stronger way. I guess, some fellowship on that, because there's quite a few young saints in our group meeting as well. And like, especially as those who are just sort of 10 to 12 years ahead of them. I guess my personal burden is how to help them.
You're talking about young working saints?
Yeah.
Young saints, young single working saints?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Danielle, you want to say something on that? You are a young working saint. Pastor.
So the question is how to help
young
saints who are working a little younger than us, right?
And maybe single.
You know, the first thing is that we need to meet the Lord and to be hungry. The Lord, because that they would be more hungry is if they are with us, then they will have the same hunger that we need. And one thing that I think we tend to do is that we tend to always shepherd groups of people, like in little meals. But it is the best way is to have just one person under care. I mean, we can take care of several people in different levels, but the ones who are more open, we feel that it's from the Lord, we can take care of them. We can take them very close to us to do the things that we are doing together. So they can be introduced to the service of the church. Just being with them, taking them to our home to serve together.
Before this meeting, as I was walking around, I was going to tell you in the beginning, all the answers to your question will be Christ and his cross. Christ and his cross will answer all your questions. So, You have this question. Single working sisters who are 15 years younger than you. Is that what you said? Not 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Okay. How to shepherd them. Okay, single sisters have a problem.
Yeah.
That is, they always want to get married.
Is that a problem?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that a problem?
Why is that a problem, he said. Wanting to get married is God created. But always wanting to get married is not God created. Eating food is God created. Always eating food is not God created. Okay. So that's a distraction.
Right.
Putting on clothes is God created, God provided.
Right.
But putting in extravagant clothes, luxurious cars, big houses beyond your need, all that is not God created.
Right.
Okay. So single, not only sisters, brothers, all single ones should trust in God. Trust in the Lord. See, Watchman Nee got married, Witness Lee got married, Benson Phillip got married, Andrew, you got married, everyone got married. So what's the problem? Just wait for your turn. But when you get anxious, then you get fall into the trap of the devil.
Right.
Some people, after they got married, they complain, why did the Lord give me such a husband? What do you mean? You chose your husband. Don't blame the Lord. And then some have no children, strive so hard to have children. Then some have children, so weary, so anxious about having children. So nobody is satisfied with what they have. That's the trap of the devil. So the first thing to shepherd the single sisters working is to love the Lord.
Amen.
At the end of this age, you are married. You don't get more benefit than a single sister who's not married.
I tell you, yes. Yes, before anyone are married, just love the Lord. Give yourself to the Lord, honestly. The more you practice, the easier your married life will be. Otherwise, the days will become a trouble in the marriage life. Just give yourself to love the Lord, love the saints.
Amen.
That's the best use of your time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. At the end of the age, let's say you become 95 and not married. What would the Lord check? Why didn't you get married?
No.
How about you have no money? Why you have so little money?
No.
You have no children. The only check is how much Christ you have.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
That's all. The more Christ you have, the more you win. In America, they have a saying, the man who dies with the most toys win. Most toys. That means worldly things, Mercedes and money and an island or whatever. But in our saying is, whoever dies with most Christ wins.
Amen.
So, single or married, it doesn't matter. Whatever the Lord provides, you cannot fight to have to get married or not to get married, have children. Some people try to have children. You know, the Howard didn't have a first child until, only child, until 11 years after they got married.
Wow.
So that's the way it is. Just relax, enjoy Christ, and live Christ. Okay, then shepherding. Our brother Linnell mentioned, one by one. Don't shepherd a group.
Mm.
You can have a group meeting, but in order to really shepherd people is one by one. Because everyone have their own problems. Even the same problem everyone has, it's different feeling among all the saints. So you have to fellowship with them. We have this very nice sister, a brother and sister. Brother is 22, sister is 15. They came to all the meetings. So very good. The brother translates for me. Very good. But when I talk to them one by one, oh, there's a bag of problems in their lives. So those can never be, that will never come out in a meeting. In the meeting, they're all very well behaved, very good, pray and just prophesy and all that. But behind the scene, there's a lot of cockroaches and everything in their lives. So you have to shepherd them one by one.
Amen.
I cannot shepherd the sister, so I ask her brother to be with us in shepherding her. And then all sorts of things come up. Then we have to use the word and the prayer and everything to help. Now, another problem people have is, you know, when you say young working saints, the working part is another problem.
Yeah.
We need to work because the Bible says, he who does not work should not eat. Okay, so we have to work. But working for what? Mm. For eating. How much do we eat? Do we need lobsters? It's okay if you have lobster, it's fine. But lobsters should not be a regular staple, right?
Yeah.
Or steak. So eventually, what we eat is very little. But sometimes we work, we want a lot so that we can buy luxurious items. And Brother Lee talked about what's worldliness. Worldliness is having things that you don't need. You need a car? Yes. In Brisbane, without a car, you cannot go too far.
Yeah.
Fine. But then some don't have money to buy a car. Then what do? Take a bus, take the train. People get there. Takes longer time. When you have to take longer time, what can you do? You can preach the gospel on a bus. You can pray. You can read the Bible. You can do anything. You can listen to messages. If you cannot read on a bus, listen to messages. So eventually, there's no need for a expensive car, luxurious car. Because those things cost you money, time and money. You need to work harder to buy those things. Some people, if you have been to the training center, FTT, you've been to FTT, how much can you bring there? One suitcase or two suitcases?
One big one.
Okay. That's what I have all the time. Because I travel here, travel there, is one suitcase and a little roll around.
Carry on.
But after you graduate, oh, you work and buy this, buy that. And then
when they move house.
One sister, young sister, she is a doctor. She had 40 pairs of shoes. Why do I know? Because the father put me in her room for hospitality when she was in the training center. 40 pairs. Different colors, different styles. Do you need 40 pairs of shoes? Probably not. But all that requires money. So you have to work harder. So many saints, young working saints, work harder so they have more money to buy things that they don't need. I've been to a house. I was in the hospitality in a guest room. The guest room was full of the sisters' clothing. So she has another room, and then the guest room. I tell you, saints, we wasted our life for something that we don't use, we don't need. So all of you young working saints, be careful. Now, if you make money, you use it for the Lord's interest. That's good.
Amen.
And the Lord will not cheat you. You use it for offering, supporting full-timers, supporting the training center, all that is good. So young working saints may not be lovers of Christ. So you have this problem, that problem, that problem. So the shepherding is to help them to love the Lord.
Amen.
When they love the Lord, they will consecrate themselves. Their work will be for the Lord. Their money will be for the Lord. Their time will be for the Lord. And then you will have no more problem. Whether they're single or married, it doesn't matter. Certainly, they all say, we should be married. Yeah, we should be married. But what if you don't have one that comes around that you like? You marry him? No. So, nothing you can do. Actually, many times, people don't get married for a long time because the first one they come, he comes, you don't like. The second one is too short. The third one is too fat. The fourth one is too poor. So eventually, you miss all the time. One sister keep on asking me to introduce a brother to her. How about this one? No, no, no. How about that one? No, no, no. Then later, I said, then she's 40, still not married. Then I said, well, I introduced you some. Why didn't you want that? Because that same brother, you rejected him 3 months later, he was married. That means he is qualified to be loved by somebody. Yeah, because, hey, then she said, do you think that she is qualified for me up to my standard? I said, oh yeah, no. You're too smart and you're too beautiful and this brother is not so handsome. Not so many times it's like that. So anyway, just love the Lord. And let the Lord send whoever comes. Brother Lee said, I don't choose my co-workers. Whoever comes, I will take. But most of our brothers and sisters don't do that. We want to have our choices. You know, Ronnie Chan said, I will not marry anybody, any girl who is not a Christian. Any Christian who is not in the recovery. Any sister in the recovery who is not absolute. So he married one like that. Absolute sister in the recovery.
Amen.
And then he had to wait. Okay. Any other fellowship or question? Or rejection of what I just said? We can debate. No problem. Are everyone finished? I'm still eating. Yeah.
Can you tell us about your experience of being a young working saint and having enjoying the Lord's presence through the day and remaining in contact with the Lord?
When I was young, I remember distinctly. Many times, I had some time with the Lord in the morning. But in those days, it was not so clear. But anyway, I did. Then I went to work. And then on the way home at 6 o'clock, then I remember I forgot the Lord all day. So that was my experience. Now, but now, we're more clear about all these things. So I hope that you don't have that experience anymore. Yeah, it's terrible. So I have to repent on the way home. Then I was so tired. After dinner, I was like this on my bed. Then, oh, time to go to meeting, prayer meeting. Struggle to go. There were some of my experiences. But I go to the prayer meeting half an hour early. And then not only me, a group of us, about 20 saints, mostly young working saints, half an hour early. Then the elders were a meeting in the elders' room about whatever, I don't know what they talked about. Then we were praying. So we have two prayer meetings. The first one is without the elders. The second one is with the elders. So the first one was just praying, praising, enjoying the Lord. So by the time the prayer meeting starts at 7:30, when the elders came, we were all ready to go. I don't know. Do you have young working saints come to a prayer meeting half an hour early?
No.
Never? Never?
Nope, not even to the meeting half an hour.
Hmm?
No. Meeting we do. On the last day, yesterday, we had someone waiting at the door before 7 o'clock. I arrived at 7. One couple waiting at the door last
That's
night.
Good. That's good.
How's that? Amen. You should think I arrived at 7.
Yeah.
But not prayer meeting.
Yeah. Prayer meeting is good. Go there early. Pray. Pray before the prayer. So we have two prayer meetings.
If all the young looking say here come to prayer meeting, I think the church will be revived.
Right For now, sure.
No, it's poor attendance. Oh Lord.
What is the percentage between prayer meeting and Lord's Table meeting?
Our prayer meeting is about 40, right?
Yeah, about 25%.
And what?
25%.
25%. 40 and
181. Our district prayer meeting is about 50 to 70%, depending on the week. So on average, about 60%. Why people don't come to prayer meeting?
How do we help them to come to prayer?
Shepherding. You can announce, come to the prayer meeting. You must come to prayer meeting. Okay, next prayer meeting, you have more people. But after a while, it just drops back down. The shepherding, 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 one by one, shepherding, one by one. Don't, so you say, how, shepherding one by one. How to, shepherding one by one, that's it. There is no other way.
Amen.
So, you want these brothers and sisters come at 7 to the prayer meeting, shepherd them one by one. Just saying it now doesn't work. Because everyone, oh, well, that's Paul Hahn. Well, Paul Hahn was just a dumb student. Came into the church life. You know, when I was in university, I never missed one meeting, including prayer meeting. Then morning watch, we have morning watch together at 7:15. Don't miss that. So you have to be absolute. Somebody asked me, how come you are like that? I said, I don't know how to stop. Just keep going, keep running. If you try to balance, so-called balance, between work, family, and church, you'll lose the Lord. You know who's, what's the, how to balance the church life and the work life and the family life? Christ. Christ and his cross. The way to balance. I appreciate that you came to all the meetings. That not everyone came to all the meetings. But I somehow noticed that you were there. You were there too. But I don't know if everyone. I saw you last night.
Last night?
Yeah. Where did I see you? Which?
Sisters.
Oh, Sisters Fellowship. So you were in the Sisters Fellowship.
Share something?
Sure, you're welcome. Share, ask anything you want to do.
I need it for record.
Yeah, you need the mic.
That's the our meeting.
Because the full timers always say the best way to help the sensei to redeem the time. And according to Garmini, that's redeem the time to love the Lord and the sense. And when we love the Lord, we love His words. So because of that, I was convicted. I wasn't spending time with the Lord. So if I want to help the saints to spend time with the Lord and redeem the time, I need to love the Lord and do that. And at the same time, I remember Brother Lee said effectiveness is truth, character, and also scientific way. None of us is perfect. We are all progressing. So in terms of the scientific way, I just realized with research, with 100 person listen to a message or a new habit, actually, historically, 20 years, statistics shows only 2 or 3% will be able to pick up this habit. So that shows the challenge. But one of the ways is to have companions and also to have a role model. We have role model in the Bible, the Lord, Apostle Paul, and also just there are saints in the church. I really love the Lord. And I have my, you know, they are not, the Lord is, you know, they're not superior than the Lord. I look at them, they have more experience of Christ and loving the Lord than me. I found it's very helpful. In terms of having the companion, I was very touched in summer school of truth. This young high schooler, first time coming to summer school of truth, I asked her, do you think you're able to practice what you heard in this meeting? And she said, no. I said, oh. How come? And she said, it's hard to do it on my own. So I felt it's the same with the adult. But in terms of coming to the prayer meeting, this is appreciate. Having a husband, the benefit is if you choose a husband who have this kind of practice, then we can help each other, lift up each other. But even with us, we have gone through so much problem. We are newly married for 2 years. We have gone through lots of hardship because of ourselves. But when we prayed, we realized, Lord, how come? How come? And the Lord showed us prayer meeting. You attend the prayer meeting on the phone. So I thought, Lord, we live very far, 40 minutes away from the meeting hall. It's easy, you know, to say, oh, come. But if some saints come to our home, maybe just once a month for three times, we will be able to come to the home meeting. So I deal with the Lord. I ask the Lord, you know. But the good thing is Peter also went to the Lord, and he also asked the Lord, why are these troubles? And he also had the same answer, prayer meeting. Come to the prayer meeting.
Amen.
So that we are practicing. In terms of shepherding the young people, building up the new believers, there's 55 messages, 4 appendix. I think 51 are the messages. And they are so good. I didn't have the privilege to learn it when I was young. Lots of the time, we want people to shepherd us. But there's also reality. other people are busy. You know, they have the heart. They may not be able to. So we just get what we can. And in that message, there's particular message about finding a mate, about marriages, about friends, about hobby. I think they are very, very practical.
Yes.
Amen.
I guess if you have someone to read with you, have the same heart, to read with you together, that's helpful.
Amen.
So, yeah, help each other.
Amen.
Amen.
So I think putting the Lord first is definitely something that saved us in our marriage. One of that is just presenting our bodies. So it's easy for me, because I work long hours, to just say, oh, I'm too tired. I'll just join the Zoom meeting instead of traveling all the way down south and being crazy in Victor. That's if we don't present our bodies. And what happens is you can't hear very well either from the Zoom.
Yeah.
And the
that's
the
right.
Exercise of the spirit is not the same.
No.
The same atmosphere. No. So gradually you start drifting off, and then when you can't hear, you start doing something. You still think you're still in the meeting, but you're not in your brain. So lately what we're doing is forcing ourselves. So I get Jenny to meet me at my company, and then we just drive the main road distance. So we have to go back.
Amen.
If anyone wants to join, yeah. We're going to be leaving from the city center. You can contact us. Yeah. You can drive you. We have two spare seats.
Amen.
So that's the first thing. And then the other one is inviting people to our home in a way of shepherding.
Amen.
We're still learning, so I learned to cook for like a lot of people. But I prefer a smaller group, to be honest.
Amen.
So that we can have more intimate type of fellowship.
Amen.
So that also helps, because when the saints come, it doesn't matter if you think they're a weak saint, they all have a portion of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. They can supply you in your time of need.
Amen.
So having the saints over is definitely a blessing as well.
Amen.
Very good.
This matter about speak to the saints, to the extent they can receive. I guess you just have to practice, right? Make lots of mistakes. Because how do you know? Sometimes I share my genuine experience of the Lord. It might be promoting reading the Bible a lot. I'm not, I can see. It may not open the sense heart. So this speaking just according to how much other people can receive. Can you clarify?
Well, as I said to a sister yesterday, she was concerned what she prayed, was that right, or was that wrong? I said, as long as you're talking to the Lord, everything's right. Then, in shepherding, speaking in the meetings, you just have to be bold and speak. But then, you have to learn how to improve. You never think that what I'm doing is okay. There's a sister in Anaheim, I think. She just keep praying all the time without listening to the other people or giving time to other people. And Brother Ron talked about that for many years. He's still doing it. So she was one who has no regard for the body and no learning to advance. So we have to function first. And then we have to learn. There's a brother during the vital group trainings, 1992-93. Brother Lee said, "Brother, you're too quiet in the meeting. You need to rebel against your nature." It's actually in the book. Didn't give his name. Rebel against your nature. To speak out. A lot of saints are too quiet. Okay. So this one sister is too much.
brother is too little.
Yeah.
The sister, after 20 years, still is the same. Jesus. Then the brother, I saw him 20 years later. I said, brother, are you speaking now in the meetings? He said, yeah, I'm speaking. So he learned. So don't just be here. Be dummy for life. But learn. Advance. Learn to pray. Learn to have morning revival. Learn to study the truth. Learn. Then learn to speak. Learn to preach. Learn everything. Whatever the Bible says is true. You cannot change. Even we have a children's song, right? Whatever God says is true. Right? So we must do everything the Bible says. Then the ministry is the interpretation of the Bible. So we also follow that. So when Brother Lee said we need Bible groups, then we need Bible groups. He's been ministering for 70 years. At the end, he said, we need Bible groups. Do I know anything? Am I so experienced and I can say, have so much experience, I can say, well, I don't need Bible groups. We need Bible groups. But then, how do you have a Bible group? Read his book to figure out. Don't just, Bible group, I have Bible group. Yeah, we have a Bible group. Then Brother Benson said, many churches say they have Bible groups, but are they really vital?
Yeah.
So I remember Sardis. You say that you say that you're living, but you're dead. So you say you're vital, but you're not vital. So learn everything. Don't insist on what you think is right. Learn. You know, just like I share. This morning I was shocked. Somebody told me some saints here in the church invited somebody from overseas to come and speak. Like, man, what is this? I said, was there fellowship with the elders? No. Man, what is this? It shocks me. In the church, we don't do that. We fellowship.
This brother, but he does have a good heart.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Good heart, bad heart, fellowship.
But who shepherded him to know how to fellowship?
Well, I just said it.
Okay.
So now, from now on, everyone knows. You don't invite anybody from outside to come without fellowship. Now, maybe the first time, he didn't know, so he can repent. When you don't know, you do something, you can repent. But if you don't repent, that means you never learn. Right? Okay, then, but you didn't do it, but now you know that is terrible. Just like I went to the bus station and preached by myself. Nobody can stop me. I can just preach anytime I want. But if I want to bring a whole bunch of saints to go preach, gotta be under the blessing of the fellowship of the church. And we do that. Did that a lot in San Francisco. We went to where the cable cars are, and then a whole bunch of saints, 30, 40 saints, we pray, sing and preach. Every Christmas, every holiday, we just go down there because there's lots of people in San Francisco around there. In those days, it was not so bad. So people are shopping, we just preach. But those things we need to fellowship. And sometimes we will hop in a van and then drive 10 hours north to visit people. But then it's just a few of us, so we just go.
I must say it's harder to fellowship because when I'm married to Peter, I have the privilege to fellowship with brothers, the saints he knows, the couple he knows. But as single ones who are new to the church life, they don't even know who to fellowship with.
No, they fellowship with whoever brings them in. Mm-hmm. You bring a new one, you shepherd her, and she fellows with you. Then you know what to do. You should know what to do, the older ones. You don't do anything in the church without fellowship. you can do it at home, because the Spirit leads you to preach to your doorman and preach to the lady standing in front of you in the line. It's good. You don't need to fellowship. But after you have the experience, it's good to fellowship with the others. Now it's 1:30. How long does this last?
45.
Huh? What does that mean? So 1:45?
Yes.
Okay. 15 minutes more. You have anything to say, brother? You sat next to me last night. Mike.
Yeah, I guess I can share something what I enjoyed this morning, and then I also have a question afterwards. This morning I was quite touched that we need to be open to the Lord speaking to us at every moment, because the Lord has something to say to us in every situation, and there is a supply to meet us in every kind of situation. Like the Lord, Paul learned the secret how to be abased, how to abound, how to hunger, how to lack. He learned how to experience Christ in every situation. And so we need to be open to receiving the Lord's word. But in order to be able to receive the Lord's word, we need to know God's language, right? You know, Brother Leo here speaks Chinese. I speak English. God speaks Bible, right? So in order to understand what the Lord is speaking to us throughout the day, we need to know the Bible. So, yeah, we need to be ones who are diligent to read the word, to study the word, so that this can afford the opportunity for the Lord to speak to us constantly in every situation.
Amen.
Yeah. I guess I just had another question. I have a few friends who are agnostic, and I don't know how to preach the gospel to them.
You know how, Linnell? I also don't know, but I know one thing: is faith comes out of hearing, the hearing by the word of Christ.
Amen.
So agnostic, Catholics, anyone, it's the same. They need to hear the word of God. So certainly we have to pray first. Let me tell you the mechanics of salvation. First, God chose certain ones, let's say 15% of the whole population. I don't know the exact number, but anyway, Brother Lee at least said 10%, at least 10%. Okay, let's say 15% are chosen. Then when Christ died on the cross, he died for all of them and to redeem them. Then Christ resurrected, the Spirit regenerated all of them. So all these 15, let's say there are 1.5 billion people like that. Now some of them already died, and many of them are alive right now. They're here. And many of them are surrounding us in our environment. Let's say I live in a building of 60 units. So at least six to nine of them were chosen. Okay. Now, remember the prodigal son. He was a son, but he was prodigal. So he got the inheritance. So at that point, he was not ready. Then he left. He was not ready. He was squandering all his inheritance with the harlots and all that. He was not ready. Then he lost all his money. He was not ready. He came to the pig pen with the pigs. He was not ready. But at one point, he came to himself. Okay, what was that? Then he said, I better go home and then say to the Father, I have sinned against you and heaven you, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so at that point, he came to himself. He was a son of peace, ready. Okay. Now, this so-called agnostic person, so-called Catholic person, so-called whatever they call themselves, they are on the way out, but not on the way in yet. So they have not come to themselves. So they say many things. Okay, how do we help them to come to themselves? That's the key. Well, there's the other story. The first story is that Christ already redeemed them. It's already done. But the second story is that the Spirit has to find the lost coin. Where's the coin? Anywhere in that room. But that room is full of dirt. So she has to sweep. That's the worry stuff. Sweep them away. And then the coin may be at the corner, completely dark. She has to light the lamp and look. Okay. So then she found a coin after sweeping, after enlightened. Okay. That is when that prodigal son said he came to himself. Okay. See? So who sent the Spirit to go look for the coin? You may say God. Well, maybe. Or maybe us. Because it says in the prayer ministry of the church, that book, Brother Lee says that God will not do anything without our prayer. Okay, so you met these people, you pray for them. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, however long. Okay. But they may not be chosen. If they were chosen, then through your prayer and your speaking, they will be prepared to come to themselves. And then you have a son of peace. So when Brother Lee sent us to go out to knock on door, we were looking for sons of peace. That means those the Spirit has been working on without our prayer. It's the Lord's Spirit work on them. So we baptized 38,000 of them in 2 years. Okay, that was, they were prepared. But then if you go to Taiwan now, Taipei now, you can hardly baptize 3,800 in 2 years because time has changed. And then maybe, and maybe now they will be more because the China is talking about taking over. So maybe everyone is scared. So they will be more. Okay, we don't know. But anyway, we're not in Taiwan, we're here. Australia, I'm in Mexico. So they are the ones prepared and they are the ones we will prepare. So if you ask particularly how to preach an agnostic, I'm not so sure. But I know for one thing is we have to talk to everyone in our environment and see who is open to hear the word of God. Whoever is open to hear the word of God, This family that we are, this couple we are having meeting with, they are staunch Catholics. In their house, angels and Mary and baby and cross, all sorts of things. Who cares? Those are not, nothing. Like Paul said, idols are nothing, so they are nothing. So I just come to them, minister the word. Then after a few times, he said, wow, now I start to understand the Bible. That's good. So we have we already led them to pray. They're Catholic. So sometimes the wife will bring up the Catholic Bible to compare to what we were reading. In Mexico, 78% are Catholics. 88% 20 years ago were Catholics. So most of the people were born Catholics. So who do we preach to? Catholics. But who cares whether they are Catholics or something? So anyway, don't worry. Just preach.
Amen.
Pray and preach. But there's also the matter of selection or the, what's that called? The prioritizing. So certainly, he is not open to hear too much. You preach to him, but then when you find another one who is really open to preach, to hear, then you preach to him more, preach to him less. Then you find this one is even more open, then you preach to him more. So the brother called Don Looper from Austin, he said, you go and meet people. And then you meet one who is open, the spot, first spot. Then you meet the second one is more open than the, this one, then reverse. So he's number one, he's number two. Then you meet him even more open. So he's number one, he's number two, he's number three. So you always have a prioritizing list. Many of us get stuck with one person and don't go to check out other people. Then they get we get frustrated because this person never opened. So don't do that. Always have a few. Brother Lee said four or five on your list. And then keep on. Then the brother said, Don Looper, once you have all five, still keep meeting because you may meet this one that is really, really open. There's more than all these. So she goes to the number one spot.
Wow.
And then you go to a number six. And I have no time for number six. Only have time for five. Wait till next year. Yeah. That's doing business.
Oh, man.
The Lord told us to do business until we come. How do you do business? I want to sell computer. He does not even use a computer. He never used a computer. So try to sell him a computer may not be as easy. Then he has been using computer and his computer is 10 years old. Wow. Good. And he just bought a computer last year. Later. This is the best. This is how you do business.
Amen.
You don't bang head with this guy who doesn't even know how to turn on the computer. And you don't want to talk to him because he just got his computer. Unless his computer is broken, then I can come. So do business.
Amen.
And have a vital group. Then you ask your Bible group what to do. They can give you a better answer than me. Do you believe that? Your Bible group can give you a better answer than me. Treat your Bible group as your God, the acting God. You know that? You have a group of saints who are Bible together. You are the acting God in your district. You want to know how to preach to an agnostic. You want to shepherd a single single working sister. Ask your Bible group.
Brother Paul, I know you just said the Bible group has the answers, but like, what's your opening line?
About what?
Preaching gospel, for instance, to someone who you have a burden for, but they don't seem that open, but they seem like they could be based on their personality. Like, do you usually just start to set up some times with them to read the Bible?
Okay. The way I do it is this. The people that are not living, not my neighbors. I just talk a little bit, give them a track. Let the track do the work. Because I, let's say a taxi driver, I probably will not see him for the rest of my life. Same taxi. I haven't seen the same taxi driver in Mexico yet. I lived there for 20 years. So probably I'll never see the same taxi driver. So say a little bit about the Lord and give them a track. That's it. Goodbye. Hallelujah. Okay. But my neighbors are my real subjects.
Yeah.
You know, a farmer does not commute. You all commute to your work. The farmer does not. He lives right in the center of his farm. Right? So everyone around him, all the land, all the plants around him is his farm. So we must treat our neighbor as our farm. Colleagues, here's the work. I live here. She works here, but she lives over here. So it's hard to bring her into the church life. This is 30 minutes, that's 30 minutes. So from my house to her house is
45, 50 minutes. It's hard to bring her into the church line. By neighbor, easy. So I brought quite a few neighbors to the church line because they are so close, easy to shepherd. But we go for the hard ones and we go for the far ones. And we're stupid. We are not doing business. The best way to do business is work on the open ones, work on the ones close to you. Okay, so what we do, we say, hi, my name is Paul. What's your name? I live in 404. Where do you live? 303. Okay, that's fine. Then I go home, open my computer, Excel, 404. Excel. What's the name? Excel, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have it. So I set up a grid. There are 7 stories and 8 units on every story. Okay, so that's it. Set up the grid. Okay, so I meet somebody quickly. I can type it in, meet somebody else. And then this one has a dog, That one has a kid. Okay, so that is my business. What's that called? Business, client, not client, yes. Prospect, my business prospective client. Okay, write that. Okay, then the next thing is to bring some cookies over there for developing relationship.
Yeah,
cookies, depends on the client. If they have a dog, you can bring a dog toy. If there's a kid, you bring a kid toy. Otherwise, just cookies and banana bread. And you got to make good cookies and good banana breads. Don't give them lousy cookies. That doesn't taste good. We gave to one neighbor. She wrote back 3 times on the same set of cookies. Oh, how good it is. How good. Thank you so much for these cookies. 3 times wrote text. Okay. So then after a while, then invite them for coffee, invite them for tea, invite them for lunch, whatever. Then they come over, then you get to know them more. But then our house must be decorated well with the Word of God, frameable quotes. You know, one time I came home. I'm saying something to you, you don't have to do. But I came back from Taiwan, 1988 or 89, and look at my house. All the words, verses were in Chinese. So I told my wife, can you get rid of all of them, put it all English? Because I want to reach out to the neighbors who are predominantly English speaking. So you have to decorate your house according to the Lord's leading for the Lord's work. Okay, so we have that. And then she came over for lunch. While waiting for lunch, he looked around and then saw something on our piano. And then asked me, what is this? We have a divine capacity to overcome everything or something like that. And I said, then I explained to him. And he said, can I have the same experience? I said, sure, let me teach you how. Okay, that's my entry to a Bible study. But I did not say, let's read the Bible every week for the rest of our life. No, just one time. Okay, so I brought the Gospel of John. So we read chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, referred to other verses in the Gospel of John. Okay, then next time you want to do this again? Oh, yeah. Okay, next week. And then after 3-4 weeks, we have to travel. And then later, the mother was dying. So eventually it took us till now, about 6 months, we only came to chapter 1, verse 14. We just finished verse 14. But he said, wow, it's so good. By just reading with you for a few times, I start to understand the Bible. So when every time we explain and we lead them to pray, pray according to what they like in that verse. Don't use the sinner's prayer. Use the prayer just like prayer reading, simple prayer reading of the word.
Okay. So now we are that. Then there's another lady set up with Esther to have a Bible reading of the Bible. Both of them are Catholics. And then but then we have something happened. She had to go to see a doctor so she can start the meeting. So we'll start after we go back. Okay, so these are neighbors. So most of you don't talk to neighbors, right? Yeah, because we don't care about what the Bible says. The Bible says clearly, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, yeah. What do you mean you don't know your neighbor? First step to love your neighbor as yourself is to know them. So I hope that you would do that. But by the way, all these talk does not help you too much, because you hear something, you go home, and then you forget about next week. Take the training.
Yes.
Take the training. We make a decision in Mexico. We are not going to stop this training until the Lord comes.
Amen.
So we call that continuous training. We'll continue.
Amen.
See, because we need to learn. We don't know many things. We don't know how to preach to agnostics. We don't know how to shepherd people. We got to learn everything.
Yes.
If you would take that training, that will strengthen your church tremendously. I mean, not just take the training and practice.
Amen.
Learn and practice.
Amen.
If you don't practice, it doesn't work. And then leading brothers have to start first.
Amen.
Paul and Raymond. And Amen. Who else is here? Daniel, Leaping. All of you, Sam, all of you gotta, hey, you too. You're the youngest here. Learning brothers. All of us gotta do it.
Yep.
It's time to go.
Yeah, we encourage them to attend the training. We only have 10 from Brisbane.
Oh,
attend the
no.
training.
Come
that
on.
Is too low.
Come on. What's the matter with you? 10. No wonder. No wonder.
We still register today.
Yeah, you can register today.
$10. The best $10 investment.
Better than 2 cups of coffee.
For sure. Better than Starbucks.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for the young working saints.
Amen.
Lord, we don't know what to do. Only you know what to do.
Amen.
So, Lord, lead the brothers and sisters here.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Right. Bless all of us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen us in our relationship with you.
Amen.
Pray to capture all the saints here at hearts.
Amen.
Lord, we would love spending time in your presence.
Amen.
We would learn to forsake the things of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Spend more time feeding on you.
Yes, sir.
More time in fellowship with you throughout the day.
Amen.
Lord, that you could strengthen us and bear fruit in us.
Amen.
Will continue to gain us day by day.
Amen.
Living would magnify express you.
Amen.
Keep having mercy on us.
Amen.
To see you every morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Okay, see you sometime.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
If you cannot fly there, drive there. If you cannot drive there, take it on Zoom.
Zoom, yes.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Amen.